Ricky Lee Doherty. He batted very well for 27, and then at the end of the day, Dwayne McGarrigle came in, another experienced player who's won many cups with Donnymana. He came in and really finished the game, hit Decker Curry for 2 sixes and Ryan Brawley for 1 6, 25 not out. That sealed it. But yeah, there was an a knife edge right very much to the end of the game yesterday. Could have went either way.
Is that all because of pressures? No, it was really winner take all yesterday, and the fact that it was such low scoring, would it be the fact that the big crowd pressure?
Yeah, well, the pressure, Ardenmore depends so much on Decker Curry. I mean, he was out yesterday for 4. Ardenmore sort of slumped, as sometimes happens with them. Then, of course, then Donnymana went on, but as I say, whether they took it too easy or just thought it was a formality, I don't know. But having said that, Ardenmore's captain, Gary Ealy, bowled absolutely superbly. He picked up 3 wickets, the first 3 out of those 4, and he picked up 3 wickets for 10 runs in his 10 overs. So he bowled superbly, and Ardenmore were really up for it yesterday. Anybody thought that they weren't too interested, they were far from the truth. They were really up for it. Every wicket they got yesterday, they were celebrating. And fair play to them. It was no walkover for Donnymana by any means.
And normally, in a league situation, the team that has the most points at the end are deserving winners. Would that be the situation this year in the North West Premier Division?
Well, it wasn't mine, because there was 3 clubs finishing 16 points. Coleraine, Brigade and Donnymana, but because of the head-to-heads worked out exactly the same for each of them, it went down to net run rate, so the most runs you scored during the season and all the games was taken into account, and Donnymana were by far the better run rate, and that's exactly why they won the league, although they finished the same number of points as Brigade and Coleraine.
And tell me, was there a situation whereby one of the games was washed off and therefore got no points?
Yeah, there was a few occasions that happened. For all clubs, to be fair, I don't think anybody had any favourites in that one. A lot of the clubs, when one game was called off, most of them all were called off. So that didn't come in late. But certainly it played a part, and clubs were pushing to try to get games finished. But it was consistent, as I say, when they were off, they were all off. So nobody had an advantage in that one.
Mm-hmm. So Donnymana, the best team in the North West this season, I suppose, by the fact that they won the league for one and winning the double.
Yeah, well, as we all say in any sport, the team that wins the league are the best. Cup, you can get a lucky draw, or you might get a fluke result, but the league title sorts everything out in all sports, and Donnymana proved that they were the best. And their professional was away back 3 weeks ago, so he didn't play the last few games, Jan Freilink. As is, to be fair to Ardenmore, their professional was gone yesterday as well. But I know Donnymana fully deserved it, and young players coming through and experienced players on there to help them. Signs are looking good for the future for them.
Overall, Eamon, what did you think of the league this season?
Well, the first thing we talk about, mate, is the weather was really horrendous. It's the worst I can remember for a number of years. A lot of games were washed out. A lot of games had to be rearranged midweek. But it got to a climax yesterday, and it turned out to be an excellent climax for the season. The big crowd enjoyed it. They were all in tenderhooks right to the death. And that made it yesterday probably one of the better days, one of the better Saturdays we had all season yesterday. No danger of rain, no problem with the weather. So it was very, very good. But no, the season was very good, because normally it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, some team has pulled clear, and a lot of clubs are just fulfilling fixtures. But a fortnight ago, we had 5 sides still in with a chance of winning it. And up until yesterday, there were 3 sides could have won it. So no, very exciting end of the season, a very good season, albeit the weather wasn't the best, but managed to get everything finished. And just on another note yesterday, my Drummond, they played New Buildings yesterday, and the winner of that, Drummond won that by 20 runs. That means they stay in the Premiership. New Buildings, if they had a one, would have been promoted, but they didn't win that one. So Drummond will still remain in the Premiership, and unfortunately Strabane, they have been relegated, first time in the club's history.
Yeah, let's look at Strabane. What are they going to do? What can they do? Can they bounce back up again?
Now, it's difficult to know, Miles. There's one or two rumours going around that their better players might be leaving because they don't want to play in the Championship next season. So, boy, that's Bears creation. We have to wait and see. But it's difficult for them. They struggled all season to get their full side out. Players were retired. Mark Gillespie's retired, although he did come back and play a few games and did well. But I don't think Mark will probably bother next season. It's bad times up there. It is really bad times. I don't think there's many young players coming through. The few players they did bring into the senior side, well, they weren't really updating a couple of games that I saw. So that's not good. It's not good times for such a club with a history of Strabane.
I suppose you have to be doing a lot of work behind the scenes to bring the players through, and if you don't do that, you would have to hire them in or buy them in or whatever, and that's not ideal either.
It's not ideal either, and it's expensive as well, and the clubs just can't afford it. They can afford one professional, but they certainly can't afford two, three or four. But Strabane are going to have to look at things and see what's happening. It's difficult. All clubs are finding it difficult, Miles, to get young players involved. Now, I think there's so many other distractions, and the game's lasting maybe from 12 o'clock to 8 o'clock at night. Young people don't really want to know, and it's a sad state of affairs. But I think that might be throughout Ireland, but very much so in the North West.
And what's happening at schools level? You know, are there schools bringing players forward?
Yeah, there are schools involved. Of course there are. And we've got Brian Allen, who's one of the coaches. He's very much involved, encouraging the schools to take part. But they seem to get to an age, and once they get to 15, 16, then they go to university and you lose them. And then they sometimes get into other things, and they don't come back again. They may come back to the town, but they've sort of haven't played cricket for 3 or 4 years, and they don't really want to get too much involved, and that's where the problem lies.
Mm-hmm. So are all clubs struggling to some degree, you know, be it for players or indeed financially?
Well, they're struggling for players, that's for sure, and financially as well. I mean, I think I quote a couple of sides, like Dunamanagh used to have 5 teams, they're down now to barely 3, and if Dunamanagh are struggling, doesn't say much for anybody else, because they're brought up in cricket up there, and a lot of clubs are like that. Coleraine is struggling a little bit, Creve Donnell is struggling. All the clubs are struggling, Miles, and finance is not there either, and it's worrying times, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a bit strange in many ways when the Irish team are doing relatively well, or, you know, getting higher profile all the time.
Absolutely. I mean, Irish cricket's going fantastically well, although they have dropped off and got a couple of bad results recently. But certainly down south seems to be the place to be, as always has been. A lot of clubs down there are doing quite well, and there seem to have plenty of club players, and from under 11 up some of the clubs have. But up here we seem to struggle a bit, in Belfast similar. But as I say, it's worrying times, but hopefully things are going to improve. Dunamanagh have got 4 or 5 young players on their side who will come through. And the rest of them is worrying. Dartmoor have a few players brought in, but they've brought in Decker Curry, Gary Neely, Stephen Dunn from other clubs to strengthen things. And they've had a very, very good season. But they too, you know, they have 6 or 7 locals. They still have to bring in outsiders. They sort of make up the side to be competitive. And most clubs are the same.
I suppose if you threw a blanket over the area in which these clubs are coming from, it's quite a small area, so they're probably all trying to pick out of the same pool.
Absolutely, yes, of course. And then finance comes into it. Then, I mean, as far as you go down is Coleraine, and if you go up the country, you go as far as St. Mills or Strabane. But I mean, the finance comes into it then, and then they try to bid for the better players from other clubs. And human nature being as it is, Miles, players will go where the money is, and that seems to be the way in all sports.
Do the clubs get much support from, say, the overall union?
Well, they don't really have an entrance fee to pay at the beginning of every season, and that's quite a big amount. The union does their best. What can they do? They really can't pump money into the clubs. Cricket Ireland do pump some money in, but not an awful lot. More so down for the international sides and the underage sides seem to get all the money. I mean, you look at the tours they go on. I mean, the Ireland full international side are in South Africa at the moment, so all the money that's generated by Irish cricket goes to the international side, which is probably fair comment. But I would like to see a bit more shared with the local associations, albeit Leinster, Ulster and the North West. Would be good if some of that money filters through there. I just noticed recently that Brady, who has an international ground now, the Cricket Ireland, have decided that they will give the money towards getting a full-time groundsman at Brady, which they haven't had for quite a while. So that's bound to help them. So at least a few pounds coming towards the North West in that respect, but more could happen.
How are the clubs? How are the grounds at the various clubs?
The grounds are excellent, I must say. I mean, Ardmore looked superb yesterday. All the grounds are very, very good. A lot of work put on by voluntary people to get the grounds looking so well. The no problem with the grounds, mate. No, as I say, a lot of people are putting a lot of work on. And the facilities up here are second to none. So we haven't got a problem that way. It's just trying to get these younger players more involved in the game.
And in relation to the management and structure of the Northwest Union, how are things there?
Well, there's been one or two problems this season. People complaining, some clubs complaining about this 29-day rule that came into effect, and then it was changed. Well, some clubs think they facilitate others, and that always happens. But they're doing their best. They're all voluntary workers, and they're doing their best. They'll probably have to have a look again now come the AGM in November at getting more rules brought in where it's more clarification in the rules, which probably doesn't happen this year. But as I say, it's a voluntary job, and it's not easy. You can't please everybody, minds, as you know yourself in any sport. There's always somebody going to complain if things are not going their way.
Exactly. But in general, so you would say things reasonably good in Northwest cricket?
Yes, reasonably good, certainly. As I say, we're getting more younger players involved with help. But it's good at the moment. There's a few clubs coming through, the likes of Ballyspall, big improvements in their ground. They're in the championship at the moment. St Johnstone had a poor enough season, but they avoided being relegated for the second year in a row, so they're on there. They have a few good young players, and as I say, Dunamana, a few young players in other clubs as well. So Eglinton, another club that stands out, and Ardmore. So things are looking rosy enough. But as I say, I would love to see more younger players from the 17, 18 year olds coming into the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose that's where most of the clubs in all sports are struggling. Do you know that transition from, say, secondary school to university or jobs or whatever?
Well, that's the problem, and as you say, all sports are the same. But we live in hope, mate. We live in hope that they'll come back and start playing locally again, and that would be great for the Northwest. But it's in good shape. It's in reasonably good shape. And the main thing was we got all the games played, and it wasn't decided off the field. It was decided on the field yesterday.